Hey, and welcome back to Line Z Podcast. We are on episode 61. Last time was about periodization, supercompensation. Now, as always, I like to go through things a few times so that I know we've touched on these things before, but it's good to go through them. Now, as challenging as summer is coming to an end, the biggest thing is what can we take that we are going to have to, especially in climates where we can't work out or do things outside. How are we going to apply and challenge ourselves? So this is the time so that we aren't just shattered when weather changes or things in our life change. Maybe you're off for school. So what are you going to do setting aside time for yourself so that in the fall you can still get other activities and keep your movement? Will it be joining a gym? Will it be doing things at home maybe? Getting a machine at home or going to that said gym, doing more cardio maybe? Because in the winter, especially in Canada, weather changes, people do not do as much activity outside of just like actual working out. So what areas are you going to focus on? That is one of the things that I like to get into. So last episode, like I said, was supercompensation, periodization. Today is the transforming of basically your program. So programming for the winter. Programming for the winter is one of the things that a lot of people don't do. And then when it creeps up on us, we have issues. And we wonder why we have these issues, because we weren't ready for it. So you have to sit back, think about it, and then realize what do we need to do to make sure that we are successful. So you got to make sure time, you have those resources, you got to have it all planned so that it's not hitting you out of the blue. What are the things that you enjoy that are inside, that maybe you've been doing lots of walks and stuff at night? You can still do that in the winter, but just make sure that if it's really, really bad, you have a option to change that up and do it somewhere else. It's one of the things that I have noticed in fitness, a lot of people who are not planned, then this happens, it rolls into it, and then we wonder why we aren't successful. So it's just one of those things you have to ask yourself and start thinking about going forward, because if you aren't ready, then these things happen. Another thing that a last episode really goes in well with this is maybe in the summer you didn't have as many days in a gym that you could give three times. So you're doing full body. Now's a great time if you have more time in your schedule to switch to an upper lower split or maybe into push-pull legs. It's one of those things in the winter. It's always good to keep your program moving and progressing. So some of the things that I've seen with the most success is that. So if you sit back and think about it, it will make a huge difference in your life if you do those things. You will also start seeing more results. Just making sure that you have time for yourself and that you set that aside. Because if you do not do it, then it hits you and then you wonder why. So this is planning for the winter. So the planning for the winter thing is how are you going to transform and into the fall to make sure that you're successful. So planning for both of those things together, the fall and winter, you can make a huge difference in your life. I have seen through many times in fitness that you get more time. You also have to maybe do a bit more cardio in a gym if you're not doing as much outside. Those are some of the things I have noticed in the industry, as well as maybe you have more time in the gym. So you can actually switch to, like I was saying, different splits. And or that's one thing. The other thing is maybe you join a league or do something. If you're a sport person outside, maybe you look into something inside that can keep you moving. Now, as always in these things, if you're transforming and changing your program, make sure that you understand that some areas, if you're doing something more, you have to make sure that you're not getting injured. So understanding that if you're doing a lot more of something, make sure you're rolling, stretching, for instance, lots of walking. Say in the winter, you transform and start doing way more of treadmill, more impact on it, running or something. You have to make sure that you got to roll, stretch, figure out all of your body so that you do not get injured. And for the first bit, you have to make sure that you have time for all of that. One of the biggest things that people do not realize is they just go in and then they do an hour and leave. You have to make sure that you're rolling, stretching, and everything in your life as you change things, especially for this fall winter change up. You have to then kind of figure out exactly what areas of your body are you going to be using more so that you can make the most of that, and then get it so that you are working on those areas so that you do not get injured. If you're using an area way more than you used to, you got to make sure that you are noticing that and then pointing it out. So saying, okay, I need to make sure that I'm doing more rolling, stretching, or areas to strengthen this area so I do not get injured. And then if you're using an area way, way, way more, then make sure your opposite muscle, that you're building that up as well so that one area doesn't get way stronger than the other. As always, challenges at the end for people so that you have goals. So think about the future of fall and winter. I started with winter, but really it should be both. So fall and winter, what is your game plan going to be going into it for your fitness and your life? What do you and how much time can you give yourself? Make sure that you are not cutting back on fitness. Make sure that you get some time for yourself set apart, and then just understand which areas are you going to have to improve and make. Maybe you have to do more inside, or maybe in your area you can do lots outside still, but if the weather changes and stuff, make sure you have backup plans so you don't end up not doing it. That's the challenge. It's more of a think about how am I and what's my plan going to be going into the fall and winter, and maybe more work. So how are you going to make time for yourself? Those are some of the biggest challenges I see each year, and then January hits and we start our new, but we can start this way ahead so you can get ahead on your fitness. So just think about that, challenge yourself, and think about what areas are you going to work on to make the most of your fall and winter, and how is your plan going to change, and then how you can really make the most of it so that you're ahead come the new year. Thank you guys again for listening, and we will chat again soon.